Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As we do, I like to always check in because of all the material he writes at Ammoland.com, the biggest website of its kind on the planet. Well, you just got to do it a lot to keep up with him. Joining us again from beautiful Yuma, Arizona is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
So,
what would you like to start with?
Let's talk about Kenosha.
I think this is a really interesting and I would say pretty cool story because Kenosha suffered terribly in the riot in 2020. I mean, just horrible stuff. A lot of buildings were burned down in the center of town. A lot of businesses were destroyed. So what happened is you had Kenosha County. Kenosha, the city, is inside Kenosha County. And you had a huge turnover in the supervisors of the Kenosha County supervisors. They have been Democrats for as long as anyone. And now they're about 2-1 conservatives. I mean, I don't think they run on a strict Democrat or Republican. They're probably listed as nonpartisan for the county. But let's say they've switched from being a majority of leftists to 2/3 conservative. And this has had an important impact for gun owners in the town. They had voted back in 2011, about the time that the concealed carry law passed in Wisconsin, to ban people from carrying guns inside most county-owned buildings. Well, on July 5th, they reversed that, and they voted to allow guns inside county-owned buildings and to take down the no-gun sign. Now, it's not exactly clear the specifics because they had to rewrite their employee booklet, and I haven't been able to find an actual copy of an ordinance that they changed. So, and it was said that it would take a month or more to rewrite the booklet, which would give me a pretty good clue. But they very publicly and very expressly voted to take down the signs banning guns in the Kenosha County building. 2-1. There's a lot of places in states that are considered a lot more conservative than Wisconsin that haven't done that. And this was in a location that was just a couple of years ago was considered pretty seriously Democrat. But in 2016, it went Trump by about, not by much, by about 500 votes. And then in 2020, it went for Trump by 2,700 votes. So So it's trending in the direction of more support for the Second Amendment. They also passed a Second Amendment sanctuary resolution, which doesn't have a huge effect on the law, but it shows where their sentiment is. So I thought that was newsworthy. And you see some of this every now and then, here and there. This did get national attention. Most of these type votes don't, because they're on a county or a small town basis. But you do see it in a number of counties throughout the country that they're becoming Second Amendment sanctuaries, and they take it more seriously and do things like remove the signs banning guns, county building. Now, if you go around route armed, signs like that are a real pain, because you don't want to break the law, you don't want to remain unarmed, and then you don't want to leave your gun in the car, so you're caught in a quagmire. There are some solutions, of course. You can get a safe and have it attached to your car and put your gun in that. But this was very positive for Second Amendment supporters.
Now, this, as far as I know, does that ban or that removal of the ban, does that also extend to the employees that work in those buildings?
Yes. Yes, it does. That was a big deal because a lot of the way these things are banned is they'll start out by saying, we don't want employees to have firearms. That those were some of the earliest people banned, because they could do it without any legislation or even passing a regulation. They just had to change their employee manual or just tell their employees, if we catch you with a gun in here, we're going to fire you. Now, for municipal and county governments, they usually have to put it down in writing, but they can fire people, and they can make regulations, not legal regulations, but employee regulations, that the employees have to follow. And here in Kenosha, they changed it not just so that the public could bring firearms or weapons into Kenosha County building, but so that the employees could carry firearms there as well. Now, they may require their employees to have a concealed carry permit. And so those are things in the employee regulations that I haven't been able to find out yet.
Right.
But there was one person who was at least somewhat opposed to it. The vote was 14-7. So out of 21, there were 7 people that were opposed. But they did get a concession, and the concession was that the employees had to carry the firearms with them. They couldn't just leave them in their desk or in a purse or something like that,
right?
Briefcase. And you know, you can understand how that would make some sense, because then they have control over them, and they don't have to worry about some other person accessing them. But I thought it was very positive from Kenosha County. And as I mentioned, there's other counties that have done it. But Kenosha is considered at least leaning toward Democrat, and it sure looks like it's moving in the other direction now. It's amazing what a few riots and a few burning of businesses and buildings can do to clarify one's perception of reality.
Yeah, that harsh reality has a way of waking people up, doesn't it?
It does. And the person who's the new Kenosha County executive just won. I mean, she got 51% of the vote, so it wasn't a super squeaker, but it was fairly close. And she's a longtime conservative who was I think she was a Wisconsin representative, state representative before that. So that's a real switch. I think it shows the way the political winds are blowing, well, at least in a Biden administration.
Yeah. Hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. This article was published yesterday at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten from, well, his writing appears in Ammo Land. Let's go to the your latest article, where you postulate that the Bruin decision may have dampened the gun sales exuberance that was going on.
Yes, I think so, because people are very concerned about legislation and whether the government will attempt to remove Second Amendment rights, you know, make it impossible to own certain guns or even possibly confiscate guns, make ammo difficult to get. A lot of people think that the government has a hand in our ammunition shortage. I don't think that's the case. I think there's just enormous demand for ammunition in the manufacturers can't keep up. But when you have the Supreme Court saying, in effect, the Second Amendment is real, it protects real constitutional rights, those rights are not to be infringed, and here's the way the courts are supposed to interpret the law when it comes to see if they're infringed or not, and it puts down a tough, understandable standard that just about anybody can do and wipes out almost 10 years of appeals court precedent in doing so. And then it sends four cases, two of them involving magazines, one involving assault weapons, and let's see, the fourth case was maybe something about ammunition. I'm not quite certain, as I recall. Back to the circuit courts and say, here, redo these, you got them wrong. Well, people take it seriously. And I think that a significant number of people who are interested in firearms and in purchasing them looked at that decision and said, well, hey, yeah, maybe I don't have to buy a pistol this week. Maybe I can wait a month or two. You know, the prices seem to be dropping a little bit.
Right.
And so I think that added a little bit of a dampener on firearm sales, and consequently the market dropped a little bit. And it didn't drop that much. I mean, the market, what I should say, is gun sales and national instant background checks. They're not quite the same thing. And so in 2022, in July, the gun sales, and this is always an approximation because not all gun sales go through national instant background checks. In 25 states, if you have a carry permit, that permit is sufficient and you don't go through NICS. You went through NICS when you got your permit. You don't have to go through again. You go into the store, pop down your carry permit, and they say, oh, yeah, great. We just put it down on our 4473 and put it in our records, and we don't have to call up the FBI. It's more convenient for everybody concerned. And then there are private sales, which don't get recorded in most states. So you can't say that the NICS catches all sales. It probably catches the majority of them, probably a significant majority. But in 2022, in July, and we have to go by month because firearm sales are seasonal. You know, Christmas makes a big difference. Hunting season makes a big difference. And you also have other things, that political stuff that intrude, which is what we were talking about here.
Right.
But in 2022, the sales, as close as we can reasonably calculate them, were about 1.19 million. Well, that's kind of what we've been seeing. Last year, we got 1.25. So that's, we dropped 5% from last year. In 2020, with all the craziness that went on with the 2020 election, we did the most ever, 1.84 million sales in July, which is by far the largest. The previous record was in 2016. We had a 1.22, just a little bit more than we had this July, of 1.19 million. So it appears to me, from having watched this for several years now and having studied it, that we've hit sort of a new normal, which seems to be for July, you know, roughly 1.2 million firearm sales for July. And a lot of this probably has to do with the new firearms owners that have been created in the past 3 years. The National Shooting Sports Foundation does surveys of member gun stores in to try to get an idea of how many shooters there are. By they basically ask or determine if people were had owned a gun before, if this is the first gun they have purchased, actually. And they found that in 2020 and 2021, almost 14 million new gun owners were created. Now, when you consider that people were saying that we've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 million gun owners in the U.S., I mean, the lower end, the people who want us disarmed, trying to convince us that there's only like 65 million gun owners. Well, if we only had 65 million to start with, 14 million more is a huge increase. And if we had 100 million more, it's still a very big increase. You know, it's somewhere between, you know, 25% and 15% increase in gun owners. That's another large segment that's now looking for ammunition that needs to train and practice. And so those are people who bump up number of firearms that are sold and the amount of ammunition that's sold. And you get a cascading effect. As anybody who's dealt with firearms for very long knows, you know, if you get one person who hasn't been a shooter interested, pretty soon, you know, their cousin or brother or sister or sometimes their mother or father or child gets interested. And then you have another one. And I think we've reached into that point where we're getting this cascading effect. And gun owners are very likely to become the new majority voters in the United States. And there's only about 220, I think, million adults in.
Hold on, if you will. Hang on. Coming up on the next break, we'll continue this on the other side. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm signing the law, the Chips and Science Act, a once-in-a-generation investment in America itself.
President Biden speaking at the White House on Tuesday. The bill will aid companies in developing the technology of the future. The legislation also aims to ease reliance on China by ramping up domestic manufacturing of semiconductor chips. A majority of Americans over 50 are very likely to get an updated COVID vaccine booster shot this fall. That's according to a new University of Michigan poll, which puts that number right around 61%. The figure rises to 68% when the question is asked of folks 65 and older. Google is back online after users around the world reported the search engine not working from late Monday into early Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. A high-profile raid has Congress talking.
The FBI has raided the home of a former president. No arrests were made. The FBI searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another round of heavy rain is heading to the already saturated valleys of eastern Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear saying a flood watch is in effect through Wednesday as heavy rain and storms are expected through tomorrow. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Do you need to finish up on the whole thing with the?
Well, I think there's more we can add unless you really want to move on. I was saying that there was about 220 million adults in the U.S. who can vote.
Yeah,
there's something 250 some adults, but 250 million. But there's there are people who are felons and for other reasons can't vote. You know, they're not citizens. Or so with gun owners approaching maybe 110, 120 million people, well, that's potentially half of the people who can vote in the United States because we're talking about adults, you know, people 18 or over. When you have half of the electorate as gun owners, you better listen to them. I mean, I think they've been, people have been listening, but the people who the politicians have been listening the most to have been the media. Well, the old dominant media anyway. And, but people aren't believing the old dominant media anymore. And with this latest surge in new gun owners, it gets extremely difficult to pass restrictions that gun owners understand or know about. Now, of course, what they try to do is to create restrictions and call it something else.
Right.
You know, if this is the Baby Protection Act, and they don't tell you, well, you're going to have to register your shotgun, and every 5 years, if you don't re-register it, it gets confiscated. So, but a lot of active gun owners are onto those types of tactics. And so they, you know, they're just not becoming as effective as they were back in the 1960s when nearly everybody trusted the government and believed what you were told in the old media. Well, we know they were lying to us a lot back then, and they're lying to us even more now. Now they try, they tell outright lies that, you know, would cause most people to blush. We think Trump might have had some classified information from 4 years ago that, you know, we just found out about because even though he has the authority to declassify anything he wants, well, it might not have been marked properly, so we're going to raid his place. Yeah. I don't think that passes the smell test, you know. Gee, we're going to spend a lot of money and add 87,000 agents to the IRS, but we're only going to go after the really wealthy people. Yeah, right, sure. Yeah, tell me another one. So, I think with gun owners approaching, if they haven't already become a majority of American voters, that has a strong political effect. And if you look at it, you know, and in general term, that may be one of the reasons that the Supreme Court was willing to uphold the Second Amendment.
Okay. Well, here's the thing with that, and I think the Efren Zimbalist Jr. brand has really been messed up here.
I agree.
If they were trying, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like Trump, except. Now, I think every time they do this, every time they do one of these focused
focused attacks. Anti-Trump attacks.
Plus, this is Banana Republic nonsense, too.
This is. I saw this kind of stuff when I was down in Panama 30-some years ago. You read about it in places, you know, in Central America. You know, oh, those Banana Republic, they can't seem to hold to a democracy. Well, we're seeing ours being taken away. What this looks most like to me is what happened in Venezuela over the last 20-some years.
Right. Well, you know, I...
because the people who got voted in with not a very majority then start trying to change the structure of the system.
Yeah.
So to make sure they're in forever.
Well, one thing that I want to point out, too, just simply because of what you said, they have funded, right? They have funded 87,000 new agents, like for the IRS, for example, as I think you just... that doesn't mean there's 87,000 qualified people to come in there and take those jobs.
Right. It takes a good while to spin up. But another thing that you can think about that, since that's 6 times the number of people they have now, whoever puts those people in gets to put their stamp on how the IRS culture is perceived and mean, because the number of new people will so greatly outnumber the old people.
But what they have done, in effect, though, is given Donald Trump more campaign issues.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's hard to see how an independent person who isn't a dyed-in-the-wool leftist could look at this and say, oh, you know, this is exactly what I voted for with Joe Biden. You know, the moderate who was going to bring everybody together. But Joe Biden has never been really a moderate, because I've watched his career, and he's always been corrupt, and he's always been a liar and a plagiarist and somebody who you couldn't trust. So, the media tried to paint him differently, but that's his real record.
Right. So, I don't know. The more I look at some of this stuff, and the other thing is this, some of the stuff that they have done recently, right, especially in these police actions, like when they went after Roger Stone, and they went in there with the SWAT teams and all these other things against Roger Stone.
Yeah, Frogman and the overhead circling helicopters. I mean, for somebody who's wearing a bathrobe and says, why don't you give my lawyer a call? And that's what it's for effect. It's for shock effect.
Right.
People realize that.
So, saying that, having said that, that also brings to mind a few other things when you look at this kind of response, because the way they do things, like when they did, when you know, they have blinked recently, like with the Bundy Ranch, when they do this massive, they try to overwhelm with a show of force. But that show of force is not a sustainable show of force when they do this. There's no way to sustain it for any period of time. There's no logistical train coming in behind the ninjas when they go in there and bust Roger Stone, and they go into Mar-a-Lago and all this other stuff. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, and the response, I mean, I was amazed. I've heard of thousands of ordinary citizens showing up at Mar-a-Lago to support President Trump. Just hours after this raid. I haven't seen this, but that's the report.
Well, I just look at some of the stuff that we seem to be going in, and seem to
well,
be.
Well, it's
in
all
and
part of the structure. I mean, when we talk about the Supreme Court protecting the Second Amendment, we also have the Biden administration trying to destroy it.
Of course. Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This article is right from this was published yesterday. It was published today. It's probably on the front page at MLN.com right now. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and as promised, Chapter 4 of The Legend of Old Groner has been published. What have you found out now?
Well, you know, this was it took a long time. I've been researching this for 3 years, not full time, but as I had time and as I tried to get some information, and this is the last in the series. And in segment, let me give a little explanation. In that, in 1935, in November of 1935, Bruce Johnstone and his brother Jack and a friend of theirs were all prospecting for gold on the Unic River in Alaska. In the previous couple of years, they had heard a bear associated with some large footprints groaning, I mean, making horrific sounds, but they never saw this bear. Well, as they were leaving in the fall of 1935, Bruce was creating a claim stake for a claim they had in the area where they had heard this bear. And he had a dog with him who belonged to his brother, but, you know, was with both of them all the time, so I'm sure he considered both brothers as just part of the pack. And the dog, they were charged by a very large grizzly, a world record-sized grizzly, and the dog diverted the bear long enough for Bruce to grab his rifle and shoot the grizzly. And then they determined that it had a misshapen skull from being shot before. And then in 1936, they published an article about old Groner, who was killed in this attack on Bruce and the dog Slash. And I found the original article. It's not easy to find. It's published in the February of 1936, Alaska Sportsman. And the original article differed quite a bit from the later reprints that became very popular. And in the second segment, I detailed the 1953 rewrite, and there were some major changes that happened in that rewrite. And then in segment three, I detailed variations in the story as it went from 1936 to 53 to 56, in which a book was published where the story was included, and then in 1986 another rewrite, and then in 1994 some more information, and it turned out there were a lot of changes, some of them significant, some of them not so significant. Probably the most significant thing was that although everybody agrees the spare had been shot previously and that two bullets were found embedded in the skull that were from a .33 caliber rifle, then later on other bullets got mentioned and included. 17 years after the event, the person who wrote the 1953 right handlogger Jackson said that they also found three pistol bullets underneath the bear skull in the gristle. And that doesn't sound too credible because they'd never been mentioned before, and it had never been mentioned before that the person they thought that was carrying the .33 caliber rifle also owned the .38 pistol. Those were just added in 1953, so it just doesn't seem very likely. And then as the story went on, more and more got added to it. And then in this iteration, the last iteration, I talk a bit about what happened in since the Internet. And since the Internet was became popular in the middle 1990s, there started to be more and more of a legend growing out of the old Groner story. And part of this was that Larry Knuth, who's written a series of excellent bear books, he's been very successful with them, he used the 1953 rewrite to write a couple pages as what happened with old Groner. But the 1953 rewrite had a lot of changes in it from 1936. I can't fault Larry Knuth about that because he was just going on what he was told. And Alaska Sportsman, when the 53 rewrite was done, said this is a true story. Of course, both the 1936 version and the 1953 version can't be true because there were major differences. And then we have the SportingClassicsDaily.com, they write on the Internet of the 53 version. And, you know, in these later stories, the old Groner comes across as this dedicated man-killer that's hunting people and kills a bunch of them. And then, I mean, for example, on kform.net, somebody misremembers and he says, yeah, there was this prospector that had a 454 Webley and a 375 H&H. And 2 years later, they saw this jaw broken and the bear was still there. They put the bear out of its misery and they found these 5 rounds from the Webley and 3 rounds from the 375 H&H. But they never killed the bear until, you know, 2 years later after he'd been shot with all those bullets. But that wasn't anything like the real. It was only like the real story in that it included a rifle and a pistol that didn't have much effect. And there's other variations of that. And I don't think we'll ever be able to eliminate the myth of old Groner. It's just spread too widely. I mean, it's being told around campfires all around Alaska. And it has been for, you know, about 75 years, almost 80 years. It's just been told too widely that, you know, the discrepancies between the original story and later one will make much difference. I'm hoping that people at the Tonga Ketchikan Museum, who have the old Groner original skull on display, will use my work to create a sort of balanced interpretation of what happened with old Groner. And it wasn't that old Groner wasn't dangerous. It wasn't that he was a world record bear. Everybody agrees on that. It wasn't that he didn't attack Bruce Johnstone or that Bruce had to kill him in self-defense. But the connection with this Jeff Bevington, a trapper who disappeared in the area 12 years before old Groner disappeared, gets kind of tenuous when the only connection are a couple of rifle bullets that are embedded in the skull that appeared that appeared to be the correct caliber.
Got a choke.
Yeah, there just isn't any 38 bullets that were mentioned early on.
Yeah. Go ahead and call them and get that handled, if you can get a hold of that. This is why you got to keep some water knee and some cough drops.
Yeah, you're right. And I thought I had it. But anyway, so I think this is the closest to reality that will come on the old Groner legend and mythology. And I'm hoping that these four articles, which total, I think, around 8,000 words, maybe 7,000, 7,000 to 8,000, will at least get people thinking about how legends are created and what the reality was with Old Groner. I did the research because Old Groner kept popping up as a case where pistols were used against bears and it wasn't effective. But we find out that was probably not the case.
So Old Groner... Well, I tell you what, you ended that right on the perfect note. We're about to run out of time. Things seem to be going well this week. Everything seems to be falling in place. Will you be back on Friday?
I intend to be with you on Friday.
Outstanding. Thank you for joining me today.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Go check all this stuff out at amaland.com. We'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. This has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.